Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketoleno with the evening news. The headlines. Eastern Nagaland People's Organization says signing of FNTA is the beginning of administrative journey. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng chairs comprehensive review meeting of 2025-26 plan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says framework for interim trade agreement between India and US reflects strong ties between the two countries. And Kohima Police confirms recovery of 22-year-old Pranab Das's body. Now the news in detail. Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, said the signing of FNTA is the first step towards achieving their goal, which is a separate statehood. Addressing a civic reception of ENPO team at Konyak Morung today, ENPO President A. Ching Mak Chang informed that the signing of agreement is not the end of the road, but the beginning of administrative journey. Mr. Chang attributed the credit to the spirit of the people for historic development, stating that the credit goes to each and every citizen of Eastern Nagaland. He appealed all tribes of Eastern Nagaland to remain united for the future governance of the territory. He said the agreement is not the demand of ENPO, but it was offered by Government of India, which the organization accepted it aligned with the aspirations of the people of Eastern Nagaland.
Amar Eastern Manu kan, ekdom grassroots pra loy gana, officers kan tak, illu members kan, takan contribute kuri gana. Aji ami kan itu kam mari asite. Oi, ami kan ENPO executive loy gana, tribal kan, ami kan team kiman jai se, ami kan chai gana, on behalf of all the ENPO citizen dimite ami kan sign kuri gana. Oi libi, ami itu problem monase. Ami kan laga ENPO momento, itu grassroots level pra ami kan lombo menase. People's momento nase.
He said the arrangement will be within the state of Nagaland. In this regard, Mr. Chang appealed all other Naga tribes to support the upliftment of Eastern people.
Aro Naga manukan itu sob ki appeal kuri ase. Itu arrangement to amikan for a period of 10 years and it is within the state of Nagaland ase. Oi, government of India bra amikan funding ki tibole ase amikan. Oi libi amikan Nagaland pa kuri na ji jana. Itu ni bide Naga manukan bi amikan laga cost ke. Ako bi oi lakini ka support kuri se amikan Eastern manu uplift kuri bani bide Nagaland laga support pi moi appeal kuri ase.
A comprehensive review of the 2025-26 plan was convened under the chairmanship of Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng on February 5 and 7. The two-day meeting, which covered all departments, began on February 5, reviewed ongoing development activities and deliberated on finalizing the annual plan for 2026-27 for all state government departments ahead of the forthcoming state budget session. Mr. Zileng appreciated the cooperation and support extended by all AHODs and HODs to the Planning and Transformation Department in sorting out the annual plan. Mr. Zileng said focus remains on creation of durable capital assets while discouraging proposals that may lead to additional financial liabilities for the state. He emphasized several projects are either left incomplete or poorly constructed, thereby placing a long-term burden on the state exchequer. Mr. Zileng further hoped for pragmatic, tangible and outcome-oriented proposals from all departments aimed at improving the quality, sustainability and overall success of projects for the benefit of the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and US as great news and thanked US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership. He said it strengthens Make in India by opening new opportunities for India's hardworking farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs, startup innovators, fishermen, and more. Mr. Modi said it will generate large-scale employment for women and youngsters. India and the US announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Kohima police have confirmed the recovery of the dead body of 22-year-old Pranab Das, who had gone missing earlier this year. Mr. Das, a resident of West Tripura, was reported missing on January 6 after being seen at a homestay at Kohima's Lere Colony. A press note from Superintendent of Police said investigation revealed that he had booked an entry to Zuku Valley on January 4 through the Visama entry point. After extensive investigation, technical analysis and multiple search operations, including drone-assisted searches, conducted in coordination with the Southern Angami Youth Organization, SAYO, District Administration and NSDMA, the body was found yesterday on a river bank below the Zuku Valley helipad. It was recovered today at early hours and identification was confirmed through personal belongings found at the spot. The dead body was shifted with the assistance of Sayo volunteers and later brought to the police station by ambulance. The body has been kept at the police morgue pending the arrival of family members who have requested that no post-mortem examination be conducted till their arrival to Kohima. Preliminary observations suggest no foul play, though the cause of the death is yet to be determined. Kohima Police has expressed condolences to the bereaved family and thanked Sayo, district authorities and volunteers for their support in the search and recovery operations. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for the Indian exports. Briefing media on India-US joint statement in Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighboring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi, and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States.
United States of America ne भारत के साथ अपने संबंधों को और मजबूत बनाने के दृष्टिकोण से जो बायलैटरल ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट का पहला अंश अब तय किया है उसके तहत 50% की जो रेसिप्रोकल टैरिफ भारत के निर्यात के ऊपर अमेरिका में लगती थी वो अब 50% से घटकर मात्र 18% लगेगी और 18% जितने देश हैं जिनके साथ हमारा पर्दा रहती है उन सभी देशों से कम है और आगे आने वाले दिनों में हमें और हमारे निर्यातकों को बहुत लाभ देंगे.
The minister further added that the trade agreement has been welcomed across all sectors of the country. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated Bastar Pandam Festival at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. Addressing the program, the president said that the people of Bastar live life like a celebration. She said that through the Bastar Pandam Festival, the country and the world get a glimpse of the rich tribal culture of the Bastar region.
बस्तर की सुंदरता को देखकर लगता है कि माँ दंतेश्वरी ने स्वयं इसे अपने हाथों से सजाया है. यहाँ का कलाकार, यहाँ का कला, यहाँ का आर्टिस्टिक, यहाँ के कल्चर को देखने को मिला. इसीलिए ये छत्तीसगढ़ भारत वर्ष ऐसे राज्य है जहाँ भव्यता से परिपूर्ण, संस्कृति से परिपूर्ण.
Under Bastar Pandam Festival, divisional level competitions are being held till 9 February. During this period, over 700 artists from 84 teams will present performances in 12 cultural disciplines. And a one-day capacity-building training program on office courtesy for Grade 4 staff of Water Resources Department, WRD, was conducted yesterday at the office of the Chief Engineer, WRD. Delivering the keynote address, Additional Chief Engineer, WRD, Sobu Angami, emphasized the importance of discipline, polite behavior and responsibility in maintaining a healthy workplace environment. Project lead of Nagaland Skills and Entrepreneurship Mission Kohima, Meripeni Nguli, stressed on integrity, responsibility, respect and teamwork among colleagues within the workplace. Meanwhile, Wapang Naro Imchan, Executive Engineer WRD, conducted the session of duties and responsibilities of Grade 4 staff and explained the roles and expected conduct of staff in office functioning. To end the news, the headlines here again. Eastern Nagaland People's Organization says signing of FNTA is the beginning of administrative journey. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng chairs comprehensive review meeting of 2025-26 plan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says framework for interim trade agreement between India and US reflects strong ties between the two countries. And Kohima Police confirms recovery of 22-year-old Pranab Das's body. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.